Before you go on, the CREATE-X trial was published not too long ago. Can you just sort of take a sidebar and briefly comment on what that was?
So I think the CREATE-X trial was a very interesting trial where patients in Japan who'd had chemotherapy and had residual disease were randomized to get 8 cycles of capecitabine, not at the dose we tend to use, but at the 2,500 milligram per meter squared, so the hefty initial dose versus placebo. What was really interesting in that trial was there was a benefit, including a survival benefit, shown for those patients who got the capecitabine. Now, what was interesting about that trial was it was presented at San Antonio as an oral presentation in December of 2015, and many people started changing their practices without the paper, but now the paper's been published, so we've been able to pore through the data, which is always helpful. In my mind, it really shows that the triple negatives are the ones that benefit. And I think that's of interest because many people didn't appreciate capecitabine as a good drug for triple negative breast cancer. But I think it really did show that the survival benefit was there for those patients with triple negative breast cancer who had residual disease after neoadjuvant chemo. And I think for many people, this has now become standard of care. What's interesting for many people is that we hadn't really shown in that area a benefit for adding in something and adding in chemo. Just to harp back to something we've talked about, this is where I talked about the Penelope trial is adding in the palbociclib with the endocrine therapy in that same space. And I think that's a very interesting space to look at treatments.
Although this is HER2 positive, and I'm not sure if that's going to be the same with CDK4/6.
Exactly. So now my case is HER2 positive. And I think why I brought up the CREATE-X is the CREATE-X did have a minority of patients with HER2 positive breast cancer in it, but the benefit was really seen for the triple negatives.